Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site there completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so do enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. As always, lots to discuss here tonight. Your calls, the primary elements. And Mark, you'd asked a question in the last hour, and we'll repeat it here for those just tuning in, which is,
how has liberty increased in the United States? Anyway, I'm just interested in answers here. It's not, this isn't a debate where, you know, I'm going to say you lose or anything like that, or I'm going to lose or whatever. I just want to know, how has liberty increased in the United States in the past 20 years? In what ways, in what areas? Explain it to me.
You cited the examples of gay marriage, also marijuana decriminalization / medical marijuana. And then I brought up, well, what about the assault weapons ban? Didn't that get repealed? Let's talk to Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, I had a comment about that. It just seems strange to me. The assault weapons ban is a perfect example. So here we've had something that was taken away from us and then given back because for legal reasons that it sunsetted, and yet and that we would call that somehow an increase in liberty. I gotta disagree with that. You know, it while on one hand, you know, it's all fine and good that things like there's been a huge increase in people getting concealed carry permits around the country. That's fantastic. The idea that that an inherent right that we have, the right to self-defense with whatever means we choose, that is somehow granted back to us by law, is an increase in liberty, to me, is just, I'm sorry, it's just ridiculous.
And I actually agree with you, and I debated it with myself during the news break as to whether to quibble with Mark on his terminology, because I think it's inaccurate to say that these are increases in liberty. There's only liberty, and then there's not. And you either have liberty or you don't, and we don't have it. So it would more accurately be described as a decrease in regulation, a decrease in the amount of control that the government is foisting upon people. So maybe that's a better way to say it.
More liberty or less liberty because an organization may choose to come after you. I mean, I'm not saying that your rights are given by the state, because I don't believe that they are. But liberty is the ability to move about freely, do what you wish freely without fear of repercussions. And well, the government has repercussions.
Right, and I would agree with that. I would, you know, we've got to recognize that, you know, sometimes it's like this battle of attrition that we fight. And sometimes we get a little victory here and we get pushed back in other places. And that's fine. I'm not discounting it. What I'm saying is that to call it an overall increase in liberty is not correct. But at the same time, there are so many fine, tremendous people that are out there in the trenches, you know, fighting to increase liberty and fighting against Leviathan, that are doing great things, and they win a little incremental victory here and there. We can't discount that. I'm not one of these people that's going to blow that off to say that, oh, well, that's garbage. Oh, you won some little legislative victory. No, that's great. It's fantastic. But I just got to, you know, at the same time, I've just got to point out that it's not an overall increase in
liberty. No, I don't think your question was whether it was an overall increase. The question was whether it was an increase in certain areas.
Right.
So,
well, you know,
are you more free now to own assault weapons, so-called, than you were 10 years ago?
I think that there's something to be quibbled with, because I said in the last 20 years, and the assault weapons ban both came and sunsetted in the last 20 years. So what you in fact saw was, just sort of a blip of, regulation or tyranny in that area, and I think that maybe that's what the caller is trying to refer to there. But I think that the assault weapons ban sunset also speaks to more liberty in the area of gun freedom. Many different municipalities and states have increased the availability of licenses to people to carry weapons, you know, that kind of thing. So I do think that there is an increase in the, you know, sort of the Second Amendment rights area.
Well, and I would agree with that. I think that's a great point, is that we've made more people across a wider spectrum of the American population aware of how important that inherent, you know, human right or God-given right or whatever you want to call it, whether you're a theist or an atheist or whatever, I don't care, how important that right to your person, that ownership and that right to defense of your own person is. We've made great strides forward in that. There is no doubt, and it's become a more popular part of just open, you know, of discussion, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yep. I wish that it was in more areas besides just guns weed.
Yes, thank you.
Which, by the way, Guns and Weed, I did see that movie. Mark, did you get a chance to watch it?
I have not yet watched it.
All right, we'll wait to see what you think on that one. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And that's another, at least the guns factor is another freedom that you will typically have an increase upon if you're crossing the imaginary line into New Hampshire, unless you're coming from Vermont. Because Vermont and Alaska are the only other two places, well, you can't cross a line from Alaska into New Hampshire. But those are the only
across
two
many lines.
Places that you actually have more gun freedom than New Hampshire.
That's only true for people that have not been convicted of felonies. In 49 states, you have more rights than you do in the state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the most tyrannical state in the union when it comes to the possession of any kind of weapon for convicted felons. They have a specific law that says that the felons can't own pistols.
Are they going to repeal that in these so-called liberty-minded
on it, but, I
people?
Mean, you know, it's not a real popular. It's a kind of an archaic, weird law. And which rep wants to go and you know trumpet? Hey, let's give guns to felons.
Well, maybe one that actually cares about freedom.
Right. But this law.
That's just the problem with politics is these people are cowardly.
I haven't even finished explaining the law yet. This law
screws you.
This law prevents convicted felons from having, say, black powder pistols and things like that. 49 states they can. This one they can't. And so you can't point to a rash of crime scouring the nation with black powder weapons that felons are using because, well, if a convict, an ex-convict wants to get a gun,
they can get a real gun.
They can have a Glock if they want it. So it only stops people that, you know, ex-felons that are trying to stay straight and protect their families from having weapons.
Can you have a blade?
Yes, a regular knife, but there are things like dirks that you can't have. I don't know what's that?
Switchblade?
Nope, not a switchblade.
But everybody else now can. This is one of the increases in freedom in New Hampshire, at least. I guess this was actually put forth by a Free State Project participant who was elected as a representative actually back in 2008. Jen Coffey, I think it was. She put forth this legislation that repeals all possession of knives, I guess, prohibitions on possessing different types of blades in New Hampshire, and except if you're a felon, you can carry any kind of blade you want to now in New Hampshire, which is pretty cool. So that's one area in which there's been an increase of freedom, at least here in New Hampshire, not the rest of the country, though.
To show you how archaic this law is, it is against the law for me to carry a cane sword.
You know, Mark, if you look at your question earlier was about, well, what kind of increases in freedom have you seen in the last 20 years? And the examples we gave, except for the assault weapons ban, were, and you pointed out the assault weapons ban was all within the last 20 years, so you might not even be able to give that example. But the other examples
there has been an increase in gun freedom.
You mean at the national level?
Yeah, national and state levels.
In the last 20 years?
Yeah, certain metropolitan areas have cracked down, but you know, there's been a sort of a national move towards more gun freedom. I read an article on it. I believe it.
In the last, like, as of it was less free in the 1970s than it is today for guns. I don't believe
it.
I don't believe that one. With all the federal firearms legislation and all that stuff, all the 20,000 gun laws, I don't believe they've been repealing those.
I read an article. I believed what the article said.
I'd like to see what you had to read on that one. 800-259-9231. But my point was going to be that the examples, the pot, for instance, those are state laws, not nationally. So are there any national levels of increased freedom?
Lewis.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free and taking control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our mobile site. You got a smartphone? You can just punch up m.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you over to our mobile site where you get quick access to the streams as well as our podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI. Top banner on the right-hand side of the page.
800-259-9231. So, again, Mark, you asked a question at the beginning of the hour about in what areas, if any, in the last 20 years, have we seen an increase of freedom in this country? And I think it's what I was trying to point out toward the end of that last segment is that the examples we came up with, like pot decriminalization / medical marijuana or gay marriage, those are all state-level increases in freedom. Or
don't
like
ask,
the,
don't tell was an increase in liberty and to some extent. And I'm not saying that I consider this to be big or even great. I'm not looking for more liberty for people who enter the military particularly. It's not my certainly not the area that I'm looking for. But
yeah, it almost doesn't even really count. Like the rules of a bureaucracy, does that particularly count in the realm of freedom?
It does if you want to be a soldier in your day,
I suppose.
But
outside of bureaucracy,
plus it's a bellwether to some extent for the way the nation may treat gays and that kind of thing.
So also, we brought up the assault weapons issue, and the question there is, you made the assertion that you read an article that said that there are fewer gun laws or fewer gun restrictions now than there have been, say, in the 1970s, and
yeah.
I find that very hard to believe.
Well, I know that Florida, reinstated the Castle Doctrine or something like that, which basically gave...
But what about national gun laws?
Well, we're talking about in the nation, and I don't know about national gun laws. I mean, the gun laws that affect me are entirely different than the rest of the America. So, mm-hmm. And these things are convoluted as they can be. You ask three different lawyers on gun laws, and you'll get three different answers.
So 800-259-9231, what I'm more interested in is, besides the occasional example of where the freedom has increased in a state, what about nationally? Has freedom actually increased in the last 20 years at the federal government level in any way, shape, or form? And again, we're talking about just in specific areas, because the aggregate, clearly, freedom has not increased, right? I mean, the governments continue getting larger in every state across the union. So aggregate, there's a lot less freedom overall, all across the country. That there's no doubt about. So we're talking in very specific niche areas. What else is there? I mean, is there anything that the federal government has actually made more free?
I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything.
All right. So that question's still out there if you want to address it. But actually, you started the show out tonight, Mark, with a piece about the global warming and what some federal government guy, what is he, a representative, so-called, one of these so-called reps?
Yeah, he's a representative.
He's on one of their panels.
He's hoping to be the powerful House Energy Committee chair.
Yeah, and he was basically saying that, yeah, this global warming's not a problem, don't you worry about it, because God told Noah it wouldn't be. Is that right?
Right, it's John Shimkus. He says he reads chapter 8, verse 22 of the book of Genesis says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, hot summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So he's mentioning God's promise to not destroy the earth with a flood again. Illinois Republican continued, I believe the infallible word of God, and that's the way it's going to be for his creation.
And what that has to do with global warming, I'm still not even sure.
Well, what he's saying, the earth will end only when God declares that it's time to be over. Man will not destroy this earth, and earth will not be destroyed by a flood. Because if there's
the ice caps?
Right, the ice caps.
Gotcha.
He added, today we have about 388 parts per million in the atmosphere. I think that in the age of dinosaurs, when we had the most flora and fauna, we were probably about 4,000 parts per million. There's a theological debate that this is a carbon-starved planet. Not too much carbon, and the cost of a cap and trade in this on the poor is now being discovered. And I'm not for cap and trade at all. I just think it's kind of silly that this fella would base his arguments on the Noah story, which is of all the stories in the Bible, the most outlandish of them. Maybe that of the Tower of Babel.
Well, where'd all the water go anyway? I mean, if it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and flooded the whole earth,
then, and right, it flooded the whole, I mean, apparently it would have to if it was out for, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, but the world was flooded for a year. This is a part that most folks don't really even know, because many Christians don't really read their Bibles.
No, I sure didn't.
It was covered for a year, so, and up to the over the peak of Mount Sinai, right? So it was, maybe some of the Himalayas were peaking out, or maybe they were covered too, mm-hmm. but that's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And where did all that water go? Did it sink into the center of the hollow earth? I've heard that's the only theory I've heard that's of any kind of validity. It certainly didn't get evaporate. I mean, there's just no place for it to go. I mean, this is why and most Christians, I think, consider this to be a fable, a story.
I guess the idea is that it did go down, right? I mean, in the Noah story, didn't the water go down slowly over time? Yeah, so it's not like God winked his eye and made it all disappear in one moment.
Well, there's that one could use that explanation that God magically made the water disappear over time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a
it's God, he's God, right?
If you want to call it a miracle, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, your outlandish story is getting more and more outlandish as time goes by.
And wasn't the purpose of the flood to exterminate all life on the planet,
especially the progeny of man and angels called the Nephilim?
Those are the giants?
Those are the giants, yes. People don't read their Bibles. I mean, they don't realize that the world was sinful and everything, and people were, you know, having sex with angels. I don't know how the angels came down or anything like that.
I bet you that's good sex.
I couldn't say. So this, this Republican guy who's going to be in a leadership position is basing his global warming theories on a 2,000-year-old document,
yeah.
And
wow.
You know, the myths in it were probably handed down by mouth prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually older than the tribes of Israel themselves. This same story was contained in the Epic of Gilgamesh. And in fact, the Jewish religion rose out of Zoroastrianism. And so, I mean, we can look at these things. We know this stuff now. Of course, they didn't know it at the time.
So this guy believes the Noah story.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is, he believes every word of it.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's preposterous.
Preposterous. That's a lot of water falling to be able to cover the earth in 40 days and 40 nights over the tallest mountains, at least the tallest mountains in Asia Minor.
And that was not the loving God, right? That was the angry God, the first Testament.
Yeah, the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I don't see how God can be the same yesterday, today, and forever, but be, an angry God that slaughters...
Because that's not a loving God. I mean, if you love... You see the loving, all-fatherly God slaughtering every single living creature on the earth, not a very loving act.
It's not as good of an argument, because the Christians will say that, well, God felt they were beyond help, and, he hasn't come to that.
But didn't he create these things? I mean, why would he create such a fallible beast?
I don't know. They should have had sex with angels.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us. By the way, Dale is out on his Christmas vacation this week. And he'll be out also next week. We might have Michelle Seven sit in for him. So that's where he is. Dale, normally you can find him at anarchyinyourhead.com. Coming up, we're going to give you a two-pack of the Totosack. But what is that?
Totosack is the original green thing. It's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can, a lot more than you can. You know, it's a hook made of sort of recycled engine parts, very strong. And besides being able to carry grocery bags, I was watching a video of it, Ian. I don't know if you've seen this video, but
I sent the video to you.
Did you send it? Okay. Yeah. I try to forget my contacts with you outside the show. But this guy was using it as a protection device. And,
yeah, like a sensei.
Yeah, but this guy knew what he was doing. I don't know what the name of the video is. I'm sure you can go to YouTube.com, search Totosack. But just all the ways that you could use this thing to protect yourself. And
yeah, because we said before on the show that it would make a good replacement for brass knuckles. And it sounded to me, from what that guy was saying, that these are better than brass knuckles.
Well, I think they have some advantages that brass knuckles don't have. But if you're carrying brass knuckles, people think, oh, you're going to hit somebody with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're carrying a Totosack, people just don't know what it is.
Right.
And it's just for carrying grocery bags. And if you happen to need it for something else, there it would be. Just an amazing device. TOTASAK.com. It doesn't flex. Like, if you go to Totosack.us, TOTASAK.com. TOTASAK.US, and you take a look at it, it looks like it might flex because of the way it's designed. It doesn't.
It's a strong piece of hardware.
totusec.us.
And what I found it very interesting, there are different ways that you can use it to defend yourself. I mean, he was pointing out that, you know, if you're coming back with the groceries from the grocery store and you've got the totusec in your hands and there's some grocery bags on it, you slip the grocery bags off and, you know, you pretty much are, you're ready to go. I mean, you're ready to defend yourself against an attack. And it significantly increases your the strength of where the contact point is, because the totusec has a little bit of a I guess, not a, a point isn't the right word, but the it's not
apex.
Flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, an apex. It's not flat on the top of it, so it kind of...
So the grocery bags kind of go to one to a center point in your, you know, in front of your knuckles.
Right, but it also means that if you put it as, you know, as though it were a brass knuckles, when you connect with something, you're putting all of your force onto that one point. All of your force is going onto that one point of the totusec, whereas with brass knuckles, it's distributed across the entire your entire fist. So he was saying that that's much more potent of a strike.
It's an amazing device.
Yeah. And it's cheap, too, as well. You can get a six-pack of these things for, you know, dirt.
Can't get brass knuckles for that.
Exactly right. So go grab some and give them to your family and your friends, because they make great gifts for this holiday season at totusec.us. Your two-pack, chance to win a two-pack coming up still here sometime tonight. So, Mark, we've been talking about the issue of religious people and the amount of damage that they can cause through their ignorance by believing what this old book says, this old Bible or whatever the book is. You know, not just we're picking on the Christians, but that's just because we're familiar with them. There's all kinds of silly nonsense in a number of religious books out there. But your example was this guy in the federal government talking about global warming and citing the Bible as a reason against, you know, that there's no reason to be concerned about global warming. And I don't know if there's any real significant reason to be concerned about global warming. I don't know if there's much we can do, but that's a whole other side issue. Certainly, I trust the market to solve these problems rather than the government. But there's another area in which it's dangerous when you've got somebody who's in the government who believes this fundamentalist religiosity.
Right, it's one thing for the average person to believe it. That's, you know, whatever stories you want to believe in are fine by me. It's I think really the problem is the, you know, the model of top-down hierarchical governments that pretty much rule around, which is that, you know, if somebody who wants to, I don't know whether this guy believes it or not, but let's say he does, he believes the nonsense he's doing, but if you get in there and you're going to rule, and that's what he would be doing as the chair for the House Energy Committee, you're going to rule in the way, and, you know, believing that the Noah story is true. I mean, that's that ain't a way to run a government, people.
So, yeah, putting somebody like that in a position of power could be really dangerous. I mean, it's a bad idea to have power, period, but putting somebody in who's not looking at reality, I guess, is a pretty dangerous thing. And it's very dangerous on an individual basis as well. You made the statement, Mark, that you don't care what somebody believes, and I don't generally care what people believe either, but I do care what they do. And if what they're doing is based on a mistaken belief, then that's a really tragic situation. And that describes what happened with a man named Michael Brea and his mom, Yannick Brea. Now, this man slaughtered his mother to death. And it was all because he thought she had demons in her. The story is from the New York Daily News, nydailynews.com. This was actually, they actually got an interview with this guy, and some of the things he says... well, you'll hear them.
He's crazy.
An unhinged actor Thursday calmly described hacking his beloved mother to death with a sword because he believed a demon had taken hold of her soul. I didn't kill her. I killed the demon inside her, Michael Brea said in a chilling hour-long interview at the Daily News at the prison ward at Bellevue Hospital. When told his mother, Yannick Brea, 55, had died in a grisly assault early Tuesday, Michael was unrepentant. So be it. It was the work of God, he said. Speaking with white-hot intensity and unflinching confidence, Brea described a shadowy descent into a world filled with Masonic symbolism and black magic, beginning late Sunday when he snapped awake. I was sleeping in my bedroom. God came above my bed and reached his arm to me, said Brea, wearing light blue prison jumpsuit and slippers. He told his tale while sitting unhandcuffed on a blue chair behind a wood table. I said, God, is my time on earth over? I heard a voice say, yes, Michael, today is your last day. I asked if I could say goodbye to my
family. Apparently God lied to him, right? I mean, this was days afterwards. God's always doing that. You know, in the Adam and Eve story, he said that, you know, you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you shall surely die. I mean, to me, that says that it's going to be a short-term thing, but Adam and Eve lived on for 600 more years after that.
Well, maybe what God says and what he means are two different things.
No, well, that's a little confusing, right? Yeah. Like, if you're going to write this book out and call it your unerring word, now, I don't believe any of this,
yeah.
Right? I think that God's a good being. I just think that people have decided that the Bible is somehow his unerring word, and that's confusing. But if you're going to write this book out, then you need to be clear.
So he's talking to God here, and God says, I asked if I could say goodbye to my family, is what he asked God. The 31-year-old Brea
with a big knife,
said he told no one about the dream, but the following afternoon, he said he received another sign while at the Prince Hall Masonic Temple in Harlem, which he'd joined a week earlier. There, he said, a man approached and tried to put a curse on him. Brea said, he kept trying to put something in my hand, but wouldn't show it to me. I kept opening my hand. It was a Freemason pin. I wouldn't touch it. Felt like Neo from the Matrix, he said. He began feeling ill and left. While riding in the train back to Brooklyn, he said strangers began speaking to him about his mother. Brea said, I felt like Neo from the Matrix. I began hearing voices and feeling powerful. They were asking about the difference between mom and mother. It was a sign. When he returned to the family's Prospect Heights apartment, the bit part actor who once appeared on Ugly Betty hugged his mother, a God-fearing Haitian immigrant with whom relatives say he'd long been very close. He said, I knew I would never see my mother again. I gave her lots of love. He went into his room and lit candles, placed a dagger and 3-foot ceremonial Freemason sword by his side. Investigators said he'd stolen the sword from the Masonic Lodge, but Brea insisted his father had given it to him when he was a child. It's a powerful sword, he said. Brea also arranged three...
By the power of Grayskull!
He arranged 3 saint cards around him, including one of St. Jude holding a sword. And we'll tell you the rest of the story here in a few moments of what this man did in the name of God... that involved chopping his mother to bits. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It was the demons. God told him he should do it. We're coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts, your calls, if you make them now. 800-259-9231. Ad number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Also still to come. Two-pack of the Totesac could be yours. Stay tuned for that chance. 800-259-9231. Oh, hey, don't forget voting time. Podcastawards.com. You can go there, scroll down to the politics/news category, select Free Talk Live. And there's some other categories as well where some of our friends in the Liberty Radio world have been nominated. Free Domain Radio's in there, the School Sucks podcast, Hardcore History, I think, also. So
Taryn Lupo's The Pirates of Savannah. Also TED, which I think is a great video podcast.
The Smart People video series thing?
Yeah, TED.
I don't know what it stands for.
I don't have any idea.
They're always talking about smart stuff.
Yeah. I love to watch them.
Yeah.
Give me hope for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So podcastawards.com. Select Free Talk Live and your other favorites in the other categories, and then fill out the name and email address at the bottom. Click submit. They're probably going to send you an email to verify you're a real human being. You'll have to open that email, click the link in there to verify that. And you're done for today, because you can vote every 24 hours. Pointed out, SciFaze, one of my producers online, pointed out that it's not accurate to say you can vote every day. Because if you voted at 5 o'clock today and tried to vote at 3 o'clock tomorrow, it wouldn't work. It has to be every 24 hours. So 24 hours have to pass since your last vote. But you can vote every 24 hours between now and the 15th at podcastawards.com, and we would really appreciate your help with this. It means a lot to us. Thank you. So we continue here, and we're talking about a man named Michael Brea who slaughtered his own mother because God told him to. Because, well, God said that she had demons inside her, and so he killed the demons. Unfortunately, Mom had to die too.
You know, I think that this is interesting. You know, folks that believe in, many atheists would point to this and say, look, this is how crazy believing in God is.
It can get this crazy.
Right. And the vast majority of people who believe in God don't believe that this story. But, you know, I guess I have to, you know, one question that comes up for me is, how different is this guy from, say, Isaiah? Or, you know, any of the other Old Testament prophets out there.
What did Isaiah do?
Isaiah talked of several visions. He was, one of the many prophets to whom the ideas about Jesus were sort of revealed to 700 years before his birth. The Christ, I should say, not Jesus. But John on Patmos, giving out the revelations. I mean, how much different is this guy from these people? You know, these books are considered revelatory because, some church guys have looked at them after the fact and said, yes, we think these are revelatory. But, this guy's just nuts.
So let me get to the rest of his story. From the New York Daily News, their interview of him from the jail cell in the psych ward. He says his mother, this is after he hugged his mom, he'd come home. He apparently was hanging out at a Masonic temple, stole their Masonic sword. And he claims he's had the sword his whole life. His dad gave it to him. So he got the sword ready, got the dagger ready, gave his mom a big hug, went into his room, got his weapons ready. And then we continue. His mother then knocked on the door and asked him to go to the kitchen and pour water from a pot in which she was cooking three chickens. He said, I looked at these chickens lying dead in the pot, and a voice told me it was a sacrifice. It was black magic. Rhea left the chickens alone and went back to his room. When his mother asked why he did not do what she'd asked, he said she spoke with a different voice. He said she had the voice of a demon. I opened the door with the dagger at my side and the sword. I asked, do you believe in God? She said, no, Michael, no, and began screaming. I began slashing
her. Wrong answer.
I began slashing her like this, he said, bringing his right hand down in a violent hacking motion. Rhea chased his mother from room to room, reportedly swinging the sword, leaving a sickening trail of blood in his wake. I didn't want to kill her right away. I wanted to give her time to get right with God, he said.
Because she was busy thinking about God while you were hitting her with a sword.
By this point, police had arrived outside the apartment, but Rhea said he had no doubt he would be able to finish the job. I was slashing my mom, and I heard the police knocking on the door, yelling, Michael, open up! Michael, open up! But I knew they wouldn't open the door and stop me because the spirits were protecting me. I just kept cutting her. No one could stop me. I was doing the work of God, he said. I'm named after a saint myself, Saint Michael. He was protecting the house from the police. They weren't allowed to enter the apartment.
Fabulous.
Neighbors complained the officers who initially responded failed to do enough to get inside and stop the sword-wielding maniac before his mother died. Which wouldn't be a surprise. Frequently, the police hang out outside of a dangerous situation for a while, wait for it to cool off, wait for the killers to, kill a few more folks, run out of bullets or whatever before they can actually
take
on
the cops.
It happened at Columbine, and it has happened in a number of other places. Police officials said the officers handled the situation properly and were waiting for better-equipped and trained emergency service unit cops to arrive. When they finally broke the door down, cops found a trail.
Because it would have been really difficult for, two police officers in this circumstance. I mean, anything could have been going on in that apartment. But I'm not paying these guys to be safe. I'm paying these guys to save lives.
That's what you think, Mark, but officer safety is what they're all about.
Yeah, they certainly are. Two officers armed with sidearms could have easily taken care of this circumstance.
Absolutely.
And this woman would have
been
alive.
Might still be alive, yep.
Yeah.
When they finally broke the door down, they found a trail of bloody footprints and handprints on the walls and floors, and Yannick Brea crumpled on her knees in the bathroom. Her son stood amid the carnage with the sword in one hand and a Masonic Bible in the other, hand. Brea said, I heard voices telling me how powerful I was, saying, oh, he's good. While recounting the gruesome murder, Brea showed no remorse, and his eyes stayed locked on a reporter. His intensity only broke for a moment when he said he was thirsty and his mouth was dry. Guards gave him a wet towelette to dab at his lips. Brea said he's convinced he did the right thing. He said, Grand Architect of the Universe means God, said, referring to an expression neighbors said he shouted as he was being removed from the bloody scene. I was praising God. To you it might sound silly, but in my culture, demons are very real.
I've heard this about the Haitian culture. I don't know much about voodoo and things like that, but as I understand, it's a religion practiced by sort of the poorer people in Haiti, not the upper class, which are largely Catholic.
So just looking at this idea of demons, and I can't say I'm particularly facilitated on the ins and outs of what demons there are supposed to be and what the rules are for demons and what it's all about. But just looking at the concept and looking at the people falling into this particular belief system, this is a very dangerous belief system. It's one thing to believe in God and angels and, you know, that you're going to go somewhere better when you die and more of a kind of positive style of belief. But to believe that there are lurking within humans these evil things.
Nature. Nature. The Puritans believe that the demons lurked in the woods.
Yeah, to believe that there are these evil spirits out there that could possibly possess people and make them do things they otherwise wouldn't do, it takes away, of course, the onus of responsibility from the individuals because, oh, it wasn't me that did it, it was the demons that made me do it. Or in this case, he's saying it was God that made him go and kill a demon, which in fact was his mother. This is a very destructive belief system that... Man, when somebody gets into that belief system and they get really deep into it, how long is it before they start telling themselves they see demons out there? How long before they look at people on the street and say, you know, like in They Live with Roddy McDowell or whatever, where he put on the glasses and you could see the skull people or the aliens. Mm-hmm. How long before somebody who believes in demons, for them, for their beliefs to become present in their reality? Because if you have a belief system that's strong enough, it could, to some extent, overcome your perceptions of reality.
Well, if you believe in angels and demons, and they are the overarching reality, and this reality that we see is, in fact, the curtain that is put before our eyes so that we don't see the reality. I mean, if you believe that stuff, that would be how it is, that there are, in fact, powers and principalities and rulers in heavenly places that are warring it out right in front of us, and we can't see them. You know, I find it to be a very dangerous thought process. I find the whole idea...
Right, I just think about what, you know, the damage that's been done to me and the religious beliefs that I've been taught and me trying to reject that and to not think about those things, but the thought still come into my mind and how poisoned I am by it. I'm just trying to imagine how much more poisoned I could be by an even crazier idea like demons and, you know, this eternal battle that's going on.
Some would say that the thoughts that you're rejecting, the bad thoughts that you're rejecting, are demons. So, you know, I think that it's disempowering. It's pretty easy to reject bad thoughts if that's what you want to do. Demons, on the other hand, have minds of their own.
Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but we still have enough time to give you a two-pack of the Totisack. You want to carry those groceries in easy from the car and possibly defend yourself? It's a great little tool for that, too. You can go to Totisack.us and order a six-pack. And right now, if you want to win a two-pack, dial in at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. We'll see you tomorrow night. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.